He's about to hit 1 million subscribers. So let's make some noise one time for Cole Stewie.
Yeah.
How old were you when your father passed away?
My father passed on when I was like 10.
Do you think it affected you as a guy not growing up with your father in your life?
Like not having that growing up, like just made me like want to grind harder. Like, more like relentless when it comes to like things that I want, because anything that I want, I'm getting. I even saw a video recently of like a Casper Nieves, but he was just saying that like people have M4s and like installment yabahama and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just like to say that I'm on the internet and can only M4 and installment yabahama.
Damn.
On YouTube alone, 160.
160.
Man, I don't even think that's like a doctor selling.
Life flex. Do you think that you have competition on YouTube?
I'm the president.
Iban. Sonabile, not your competition?
Who is that?
You obviously dating Seema.
Dude, I think we're the biggest couple in the country. I'm not even trying to brag, but
for
it's
real.
Facts.
What makes you guys the biggest couple in the country?
Name another couple where both parties have motion.
How much of YouTube is your real life? Is that a true depiction of your life, what people see on YouTube?
No. This is just me being honest and open.
The cars that you drive, do you own those? Is that real? All right, y'all. Welcome back to the LTL Podcast. I want to give a big shout out to our new sponsor on the show, Hollywood Bets. Yes, they're the new sponsors. We're going to be doing an amazing thing with Hollywood Bets. The first thing I want you to do, though, I want you to go to the website, go in our comments, and use the link and register using promo code LTDO. And then once you do that, they give you a welcome start, right? You're only going to pay 25 Rand to bet on your favorite sports. And you get 50 free spins on Spina Zonke games. Have fun, guys. Hollywood Bets supports responsible gambling. No person under the age of 18. Let's go, baby.
This is what we're here for. It's the LTDO podcast. Yeah.
Joe.
Ha, ha, ha.
Why am I the host?
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm going to my son, Lil Wayne, Uric Ross.
Let's go.
He's officially the youngest guy to ever grace the LTDO podcast. He's a YouTuber. He's about to hit 1 million subscribers. So let's make some noise one time for Cole Stewie.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
What
man.
Up, Ghost?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
I'm good, man. Good to have you here on the show.
Yeah.
Like I said on my intro, you are officially the youngest person to actually come on this show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I met you the first time, I think like what? A month ago?
Yeah.
At Casper's all white party.
Nah.
What? We met before?
Yeah.
Where?
No, okay. I've seen you before. We didn't meet.
Okay.
But I've seen you before at the social media awards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys were chilling at the other side and us. Yeah, but we never got to speak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
I begged most popular content across all social media platforms.
Okay, make some noise for that one time.
I mean?
Like, say it more clear so they hear
that. I begged most popular content across all social media platforms that night.
Damn.
So
I like that.
Yeah,
I like that. And then for me, when I met you at Casper's party, I was with my man's Bulky there.
Yeah.
And I was like, this kid is going to be rich. That's what I told him. I was like, this kid is going to be rich because I can see the drive in him. And he is not afraid to move in spaces because you being the youngest person to come on this podcast too, I think you were the youngest person at Casper's All White too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure, man.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So that means people are seeing the value that you are bringing to the table.
Yeah.
You as a content creator, right?
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, I see a lot of, like, YouTube is a new space in South Africa right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new space. So a lot of people, there's no blueprint. A lot of people don't know how to move in a space.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But what you are doing, bro, you are moving correctly. You know what I'm saying? I'm liking the way you're moving. But too far as a young generation, right? I'll say this. Let's speak from a young generation and an older guy. As far as the young generation, I will say they're the most creative.
Yeah.
They found new spaces on how to move and make money. They're not rigid. They're not afraid to take chances.
They're not controlled.
They're
yeah.
not controlled.
Mm.
But the one problem I have
is what?
Discipline.
Yeah.
With the youngins.
Yeah.
I want to speak to everybody that was born in 2000. Right? Wait. Okay, directly there. I want to speak to everybody born in 2000.
Mm.
As an older guy, I feel it's important to actually put out this message because you guys, like I explained, you are the most creative.
Yeah.
You find new ways. You are not rigid the way we were thinking. But I encourage you guys to also be disciplined in everything that you're doing in your career.
Mm-hmm.
You look at a guy like Casper Nyoves, right? He's come to his podcast a million times. When Casper comes on this episode, he's 30 minutes early before we even start the show. He's always. And that's the reason why he's that big, because he's actually intentional and he's disciplined about what he's doing.
Guys, this is Tito smoking me up for being late.
I even mentioned...
This is Tito smoking me up. He's smoking me up.
No, I'm not even mentioning your... Yeah. You see, you are putting it out there. You are putting it out there. You are putting it out there. No, for me... No, because I feel like, bro, like, you know, with life, when you live, there's certain things about getting older, which is beautiful, is like, there's nothing that can teach you about life experience.
Mm-hmm.
People can teach you, they can say certain things, but when you live, you actually have life experience and then you can learn a lot of things. I was here in the music industry earlier on. I've seen people come and go and people who are very, very talented. And the only reason that they went is they were not disciplined.
Mm.
We can even go to soccer, you know, like, I'm sorry, I don't like to mean to throw my man under the bus, but Jabu Pule was like one of the most talented soccer players we've had in this country.
Mm.
But he couldn't sustain his career because of like discipline.
Mm.
All I want is for the 2Ks to like put it in their mindset and like focus on being disciplined because they have everything else above us.
Yeah.
I'm giving you all the props. You have everything above the older generation.
Mm.
Once you guys can lock in on the discipline, it's over. It's over. When you have an appointment, please make it early. When you speak to people, make sure your word is bond. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
I'm done for that. We can start with the show right now. All right, let's take it back, Ghost. Because for me, with this conversation I want to have with you, I've seen you on social media, on YouTube, but I don't really know your life.
Yeah, man.
Right? And I've seen a couple of things that you've done. You don't do much interviews.
Yeah.
Why don't you do a lot of interviews?
Oh, no, man. Like, for me, it's a reason thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't just do an interview for the sake of it. You know what I
okay.
mean? Right now, we're pushing a Road to 1 million campaign.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? I'm about to hit 1 million subscribers.
One time.
Thank you to everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody that has subscribed. You know what I mean? Go subscribe if you haven't.
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, that's so what's the reason and what's the motive behind the interview? So I always just look for the reason and then do it for real, you know?
Okay, I feel you. Yeah. And before we started with this podcast, we were speaking about, you were like, yo, man, you, like, we've had a situation where DJ Spool came out and said he tried to do an interview with you, but you were like, yo, I'm charging you for this interview.
Yeah.
What is that mindset? We want to understand it because people can't be like complaining. Why?
Okay, so that mindset is like an entrepreneurial mindset.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I know I have a big brand.
Okay.
And supporters, and a whole lot of supporters, right?
Okay.
So whenever I'm on an interview, they're going to come through. I love you guys watching this right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you're going to start a podcast and you're like a startup.
Yeah.
And you want like a big brand, you got to... You know what I mean? You got to pay the sacrifice for
okay.
it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So whenever I go to podcasts, especially that are like starting up, just know that like, you know what I mean? There was a monetary, there was a monetary, you understand?
Yeah.
Thing happening there. Yeah. But that's how I work with all podcasts. Unless of
that
course
makes
it's
sense.
Like, there's like an exchange of values.
Okay.
You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Where they have their own audience and I have something to benefit. And I mean, when I come through, they also have something to benefit.
Facts.
You know? That's how it is, man.
All right. So we thank you for not charging us.
You're nuts. You're a bad man.
You a bad man for that one. Nah, you a bad man.
Because DJ Smooth's not new either. And you
just... Nah. Hey, yo, shout out DJ Smooth. Don't make this thing weird, bro. Shout out DJ Smooth one time, man.
Shout out to the OG. I'm speaking for him. Smooth, sure. I got you, you know?
For sure.
No, but I understand the mindset. Yeah. And for me, it's like when people say certain things, before I judge, I always want to know why they take that decision.
Yeah.
There's always a method to the madness.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I want to go all the way back.
Hold on. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. All right, Tito, I got a gift for you.
You got a gift for me?
I got a gift for you.
People don't come and usually give me gifts.
People don't come and give you
gifts. No, they do a little bit, like, but it's like a small percentage.
Right?
Yeah.
I got a gift for you, man.
All right.
Let me just go get it real quick.
All right.
So I got you some cakes, man.
Oh, damn. Okay.
These are from Sneaker Couture.
Oh, damn. All right, let's peep game.
We gotta peep them.
But how you know my size, bro?
No, I can estimate. I peeped it. No, guys, listen. I peeped Tito's cakes at Casper's, you know what I mean? And I'm like, okay. No, I peep it. You know what I mean? But if it's not your size, then of course we can switch it up.
All right, let's
send you the correct size. What size you in?
8.
Ah, perfect.
Ooh, okay, them genuine fours on deck, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fours nigga.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And if I say, guys, you see how this is starting, it's like, this is the reason why he's made it this big. The young nigga is a marketer, he's a businessman, he understands the value of always pushing his brand. And I applaud you for that.
Yeah.
Can you guys shout out to Sneaker Couture?
You know what I mean? Am I saying it right? Yeah, sneakercouturesa.com.
Yes, sir. Holla, one time. Shout out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Pangit, can you please get these? Salute. And Jordan 4s are my favorite Jordans.
Those are the frozen moments.
Yes, sir. So let's start goes from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You're from Pretoria, right?
Yeah, I was born in Pretoria, raised in KZN.
You were born in Pretoria and raised in KZN.
Yeah.
Let me know about your family dynamic as you growing up as a little kid. Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, my name is Ukanya Wagwahlubi. Now I mean Hlubi is a surname.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Pretoria, Soshanguve.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What's the name of Pretoria?
I've never heard you speak. I'm really Pitori, like Mfanada. Wanswara.
Okay. Odez again.
Yeah. Shut up, bro.
As Pitori gets better.
So I was born in Soshanguve. Mm-hmm. I was raised there for a little bit. You know, until primary school.
Mm-hmm.
High school, I went to Newcastle, KwaZulu-Natal.
Why?
You know what I mean?
Why'd you guys move there?
It's because, like, my father passed on.
Oh, man.
And then and one of my father's, like, wishes was that I was raised by my grandmother. Because my grandmother, like, you know what I mean, raised him. And
damn,
she did a good job type mm-hmm. of thing. So they were just like, yo, nah. Speaking
okay, before
about it
before
with the
we
family.
Before we move on very quickly, let's stay there for a second.
Yeah.
How old were you when your father passed away?
My father passed on when I was like 10.
10.
Yeah.
And then at that age where he passed away, were you conscious? Did you know what was going on? Did you understand the concept of death?
Not fully.
Okay.
Not fully, honestly mm-hmm. speaking, not mm-hmm. fully, because it was just like a bit weird. Cause like mm-hmm. when my mom told me that mm-hmm. like, yo, now your father died. I was playing soccer mm-hmm. like in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And then she called me and was like, mm-hmm. yo, nah, your father passed on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. All right. I guess that's supposed to be sad, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I went back to go play soccer. Up until the funeral, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, where they put the body into the casket mm-hmm. and the body goes down. That's where it like really clicked for me. They're like, oh shit, I'm never gonna see this brood again.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how it was.
Do you think it affected you as a guy not growing up with your father in your life?
For me personally, mm-hmm. right? I feel like it was a good thing and a bad thing.
Okay, break it down.
You know what I mean? So
let's start with the bad thing. Why was it a bad thing?
I don't think anyone wants to like lose a father that young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think Yeah, at that moment, and people, you know what I mean? You know, we kids, so when kids just speak about their dad, it's
you also.
You know I mean? And you can't really, I mean, I have step pops, but you know what I mean? He really held it down for me. But like, you can't really relate like that.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? And I feel like it was a good thing because, like, my father got me everything that I wanted.
Damn.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he worked hard for himself. You know what I mean? He was successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like whenever I'd be like, Dad, can I please have this? He'd just be like, okay, nah, no problem.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Get it for him.
Mm.
Or Dad, can I please, you know what I mean, do this? Or nah, you know what? We can't do it right now, but next time we're gonna do it.
Mm.
And next time come and he does it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I feel like not having that growing up, like just made me like wanna grind harder. And
so is that the good side where you're talking about, like, you know what I mean? Good and bad thing? It made you like more determined to get things by yourself.
And more like relentless when it comes to like things that I want, because anything that I want, I'm gonna get it.
Facts.
Like, best believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's how it is.
It's a good perspective and a good mindset. Because like other kids, like here's the thing I wanna tell people.
Mm-hmm.
Bad things are going to happen to you.
Of course.
You don't have a choice. Life is not only roses and strawberries.
Of course.
You don't get right without left. You don't get lightness without darkness.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So bad times are going to come, but it's just how you respond to the bad times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you saw a perspective of like, okay, let me grind. Let me do that.
Mm.
Okay? So then you move to your grandmother's in KZN.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when we're so to Australia, I can say we're wrong. How fit like KZN?
Kispitori. It's its own language.
It's its own language. How fit like KZN? Is that a problem now? Because now you are coming, it's Zulu now. KZN.
Yeah. Okay, so my mom, Zulu.
Yeah.
And like my father was Zulu. And my mom would always speak Zulu to us. So.
Oh, okay, so you were.
Yeah, good. It wasn't, when I went to KZN, it wasn't I'm starting all over.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My mom always speaks Zulu to me, but it was like I'm speaking broken Zulu to like proper KwaZulu Natal Zulu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how it was for me. But my grand held it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My grand taught me well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
What values do you think she instilled in you? Why your dad wanted you to go there?
Discipline.
You got discipline?
Yeah. Enough? Nah, yo, hold on. Nah, guys, I was late. I was late because I forgot the gift. That like,
nah, we're great, we good, we good. Let's move on from
that. this brute.
I got you, go.
From my grand, I think I learned discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I learned that you gotta do what you gotta do,
mm-hmm.
even though you don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you just gotta do what you gotta
Facts.
Do, man. That's I feel like the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also that's just like respect. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cause man, it's like important to respect your elders.
Facts.
Yeah, and respect everyone that's around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can get the same respect back. And like,
I feel you. So then you grew up in KZN, right?
Yeah, man.
So we got to know Ghost. By the end of this episode, you guys are going to see him in a studio. I know this guy very well.
Yeah.
Cool. Then how long did you stay in KZN?
I might have to like now, you know, I mean, be more specific in the details.
Okay, break it down.
Grade 1 to 3. This is school now. Grade 1 to 3 in Pretoria.
Yeah.
Grade 4 to 6 in KZN.
Mm-hmm.
Grade 7 to 9 in Pretoria.
Okay.
And grade 10 to 12 in KZN.
Damn.
So you
were like back and forth.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. I feel like that was like important for character development, you know?
Yeah. To be in different spaces and be able to
and adjust.
Maneuver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. And then now, when you were in school, what type of character was Ghost? Were you like the guy getting all the girls? Were you a nerd? What type of guy were you in school?
Hey, man.
Were you the popular guy in school?
Nah. I definitely wasn't the popular guy in school, but I just feel like, okay, so my parents work hard, right?
Yeah.
They like all my life, I've just went to private schools.
Okay.
Right.
She cheese boy in Twanina.
Aye, Toy. Aye.
I'm giving you props. I'm like, yo, the young boy got out the mud. You know what I'm saying? He started from the bottom. He got out the mud. Nah. You went to private schools your whole life?
Nah,
my respect for you is not the same. Nah, I'm paying.
People think just because you go in private school now, things are like just easier. Guys, it wasn't like I went to private school and like my parents were like, I mean, they were good enough to like get me into private school, but sometimes I just wouldn't get my reports because the fees that month were not paid.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to
that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If you're watching this and you can relate, subscribe to LTD. And hit that like button.
I told you.
Do you know what I mean?
I told you about the young boy's focus. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, man.
I told you how focused this young man is. That is like, man, I got to give it up to your parents. Like, they made it such a priority that your school, regardless, obviously, maybe they couldn't even afford, but they push for the fact that you actually go to those schools.
They push.
Damn, that's dope.
And I feel like that's like, you know what I mean? That has also contributed to like the person that I am today, you know? Because I know both, you know what I mean? Like, I was in Twanakukasi, Kososhanguve, and then every day I'd take a transport and I'd go to a private school, one of the most elite private schools in like Pretoria.
Damn.
I'd be like, yo.
That's,
so I know both the mud and like, you know what I mean?
That's
the people
a perfect
that
read.
Are really doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Open Tanako Kasi, cheese boy at the same time. It's a perfect combination. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't go to private schools, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a G like that. Because.
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm breaking it down. I'm with you. So I was raised in Alex.
Yeah.
Do you know where Alex is?
Alexandra.
Yeah. Can you come in Alex?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you safe out there?
I'm safe.
All right. So I was raised in LX, ne?
Yeah.
But I went to multiracial schools. So when I would go, I'd be with my homies the whole day, we're playing soccer and whatever.
Yeah.
And go LX, that's where our 16V. If you guys don't know where the 16V comes from, nigga plan got this kiba I was that nigga. But then I would go to multiracial schools.
Mm.
So I had like best of both worlds in terms of like knowing how to move with like the hood guys and knowing how to move with the suburban guys. You know what I'm saying? When I'd come back, I would teach my hood niggas certain things. Like I had this guy, I grew around Sean Pages. Like I'd come back from school, he would be like, "Kinyonyan," I'm like, "Sean Pages is a bird." You know what I'm saying?
So So
I had that thing where I could move. And when you know, you learn how to move from the hood to the suburb, bro, that's the greatest strength that you can have. It's underestimated once you can move in those spaces. Yeah.
100%, bro. Mm-hmm. It's underestimated.
I wish my son can grow up in the hood somewhere, somehow.
Ish, my son gotta grow up in Bryanston now. It's bad now.
You wouldn't have that. Thing does something for you as a person.
100%. Yeah. Like, yo, it's crazy. Like, I used to have like a lady take me and transport, like in like a young Toyota.
Yeah.
One of my mom's friends
used
to be a transport. I get to school and like these kids are getting, like, you know what I mean, brought to school in, like, a Maybach and security.
Yo.
And we're just like, yo! You know what I mean? Like, people are really living like this. Like, facts. And it's normal. Like, you know what I mean? Maybach security, and this person goes into class with you. You're like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
And it's just a normal person, just like you.
And when you have a lunchbox, boy, nah?
Exactly.
Back here, boy, you know what I mean? Money,
yeah,
you know?
They got money to buy by the school tuck shop.
Yeah.
But I feel like for me, I took that as motivation.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what I mean? I took that like, yo, I actually saw that it's possible that people are really living like this.
Yeah.
And they speak the same way you speak.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? It's like, yo, I was like, yo, nah, gotta grind.
Facts.
You know what I mean? I want this for my kids.
I like that. So
yeah,
when do you start thinking like, okay, I want to get into YouTube? How does that happen?
Yeah.
Because when did you start? What year did you start?
I started YouTube 2020.
2020.
Damn,
it feels like it's like, okay, 5 years.
Yeah, that was my matric year, yeah.
Dope. So what motivates you to say, yo, let me go on YouTube?
Okay. So it was lockdown times.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It was like lockdown times. Everybody was at home.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And when everyone's at home, like, there's only one place that's popping
because
everybody can't move, and that's social media,
mm-hmm.
right? So I grew, like, yeah, I was like, it was lockdown times. I was really, like, just motivated, and I was watching a whole lot of YouTube,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So, and I was like, yo, these people are really doing this, and they're making a living out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I should, like, just try it out,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And at that time, like, the boys RSA were popping off. I'm not sure if you know them.
No,
I'm not. Right?
Yeah.
The boys RSA were popping off. And mm-hmm. I was like, I just look at, like, these kids that are, like, my age.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, see everything that they're doing. I'm like, yo, nah, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I can do it better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even trying to, you know what I mean? But,
yeah, but let's give a shout-out to them because they're the motivation.
Yeah. Shout out
what are they
the
called?
Boys.
Young RSA?
The boys RSA.
The boys RSA. Shout out for the motivation.
Shout out the boys. You know what I mean? Yeah, I just look at them, you know what I mean? And I'm like I had a certain level of like despise in a way.
Oh, so you were hating low-key.
Yeah. But that's because they were popping at that time. You know what I mean? And I really felt like I could do this.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I was inspired.
Damn, I mean, you just made me figure out this conundrum I've been trying to figure out for long.
Yeah.
So people who are really hating, they want to be in your position.
100%.
Have you guys figured that out?
No, 100%.
He wanted to be that guy and he was hating low-key. 100%. That's crazy. Yeah.
That's why, like, when I'm outside, like, people just see these things and be like, "Ey, fanula."
Yeah.
They can't, you know what
Damn.
I mean? They want to be in this position.
Yeah.
That's how it is. I get it. That's why me, when I have haters, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so I just look at them. They were doing their thing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's 2020. I started doing content. I bought my first iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started working on it, man. And
how did you get an iPhone, John?
Yeah, so my parents were like, telling me that iPhone get to our hold. You know what I mean? You can't have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I started working at, like, my aunt's business. It's mm-hmm. my aunt's business. But
mm-hmm.
and I sacrificed my school holidays. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I sacrificed my school holidays to raise up that money. Eventually I had that, like, 8,000 and I bought
Young entrepreneur.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When kids were chilling in school holidays, I was working. I was waking up at 8, you know what I mean? Working at, like, a family business.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I got my money, got my first iPhone, and I told myself, when I get this iPhone, I'm gonna start YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Started YouTube and the rest is history.
Okay. Now, because YouTube, like I say, it's a fairly new thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no blueprint for people to follow and say, let me do this.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have anyone that was like your coach or a mentor, like showing you how to move in the YouTube space?
Yeah, I didn't have a coach or a mentor.
Okay, so from 2010 to when you started, when did you start getting paid on YouTube?
I started YouTube in 2020.
Yeah.
I think I started getting paid like 2021.
So you had to put in a full year of grinding.
I put in a full year of grinding. Literally, I did YouTube for mm-hmm. free for like a whole year. That's why when anybody like gets monetized before even a year, I congratulate them and say, you're in a better position than me.
Yeah.
Because I put in a full year of YouTube before even starting to see YouTube money.
I like that. Because a lot of people these days, it's just instant gratification. They want from the beginning, they want all the appraisals and whatever.
Yeah.
You have to put in the work for what you got. You know what I'm saying? So you put in a full year. It's like, if I give you the matrix, like, if you are like an artist, right? How you know you've blown up is when you have a hit song, when you're an artist. When you're a YouTuber, what was the matrix for you to feel like, hey, I'm going Scrooby, I've blown up. What happened? What did you see? Just like an artist, a hit song, what happens on YouTube when you've blown up?
Yeah.
That you know you've blown up.
That's a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's like it's the streets. The streets talk. You know what I mean?
The streets talk.
The streets
it's
talk.
It's like when you're walking outside. Like, oh, God,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, when you start off, like, that's all you want. You know what I mean? Because all you see is, like, numbers, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you get your first big video.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That video that's going to hit, like, 100K first.
Yeah.
It's just, like, It's just numbers to you.
Yeah.
Up until you see it in real life.
Yeah.
And like you're just walking on the streets or you're driving past and be like, oh no, that's that nigga that made that video.
Yeah.
And I mean, it hits different when you see it like, yo, Kanti, this is not just numbers.
Yeah.
Like it's just
it's real people.
Exactly. Yeah. It's real people mm-hmm. that are like consuming the content. So for me, yeah, I did like a smash or pass in the castle people.
Mm-hmm.
Went up, you know what I mean? And then when people started seeing me, I was like, oh, nah. Ilentwana leyak YouTube.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So when I started seeing in real life, just like, that's like, you know, you got your first hit.
I feel you. Yeah. So then when you monetize, what is the first amount that ever came to you? Like the first,
yeah.
when you started getting paid on YouTube?
Yeah.
Like, because I want people just to see how the growth, how you build the growth.
Yeah.
The first one. I want to know about the first
yeah.
one. How much did you get paid?
Okay. So, the first time I got paid was like an accumulation okay. of like what I've done, right?
Yeah.
So let's say I wasn't monetized for like what eight months,
yeah.
the first year of doing YouTube,
yeah.
maybe the other 4 months I was monetized, and then by the time that first check landed, I think it was like 26K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like 26K, but it's like, it's so surreal.
Because
like, you're like, yo, I just got like this amount of money from making videos.
Something I love to do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So yeah. it's like, yo, are you serious? I don't even know. I was really like doing this thing for vibes to a certain extent.
Yeah.
And like, you just peep that like, shit, you can just make videos and make money. That means you can like practically download money.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's how we look at it now with the boys.
It's and what'd like, you do with that first check?
Yeah.
Knowing Ghost, he blew it up. He blew it on honeys on a girl or whatever.
Oh, no!
Maybe he blew like 23,000 on a girl and he had 3,000 left. Like,
Nah.
Yeah.
I was going to school at the time. So it was mm-hmm. just like, you know what I mean? It chilled for me and like
no you just chilled you know nah, what do you do with the money
nah it chilled a bit. I was just like I went shopping, bought some clothes mm-hmm. just to see, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
that's what's up.
Yeah.
So now let's fast forward a little bit. That was like your first
my first check. Yeah.
What is the highest check you've gotten from YouTube?
Oh,
we have to this is only motivational purposes only. Because we've shown them how you start and where you can be in life.
Yeah.
Motivational purposes only.
We
are not bragging. We're not bragging. No, for real. I want them to see that, look, this is an option in life.
Yeah. From YouTube alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Firstly, I just want to state that YouTube is not the only thing I do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
YouTube is just a part of my income streams, right? There's Instagram income streams, brand deals, businesses,
mm-hmm.
TikTok brand deals, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, YouTube is not the only thing. I
like how this little nigga think.
Man. I just want to state that out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now just don't think just because you know this number, you know how much, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is not everything, yeah.
Yeah, man. I think the most I've done from YouTube
mm-hmm.
alone
mm-hmm.
was like 160. Yeah.
Look, from 26 to 160, let's clap it up. Guys.
It's some light, man. Just from YouTube alone.
Nice.
Just from YouTube alone, yeah.
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 No, that's something nice. You know, like the growth, the evaluation is something dope, dog.
Yeah, man. I don't even think that's like a doctor selling.
Light flex, you know?
No. I'm saying that for inspirational purposes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, guys, there's so many ways to get this paper. Like, you don't have to go the traditional 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
get a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Get a whack boss, get a good boss, get mm-hmm. a whack boss.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, there's please just be open-minded about, like, you know what I mean? This life thing, it's not just one way. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So
facts. That's what's up. And for me, I like that. Like, you moving as a youngin' and having that mentality to get to it like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like when we're putting up these numbers, guys, it's not for to brag or to stunt, because YouTube does not have... you. Like, right now, you can go look up how much doctors make. You can go look up how much someone that works at a bank makes. So if you want to do research on a specific job title, you can know how much people earn. Yeah. We are just trying to enlighten you, because on the show, it's entertainment, and I also want to educate people who are watching in the YouTube space to know how to move, you know what I'm saying? And this is a young nigga that's moving at a relentless pace to get to the paper, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like for you, you should be, and I know you are, a motivation to the young niggas.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's dope. You said you don't only do YouTube.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what else you do? Let's break it down.
Okay, guys. So I do YouTube.
Yeah.
I do TikTok.
Okay.
TikTok is actually where I'm most followed. You know what I mean? That's like my biggest audience.
For real?
Yeah, that's...
How many followers you have on TikTok?
I think it's like 1.5 million.
Damn.
1.4 million. I'm
damn.
Sure. Yeah, but it's up there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are my account. And then there's a Facebook account that's going viral somewhere. Some brew owns it. Come on, dog, sell it to me. If you're watching this, sell it to me. Let's operate something.
Got your Facebook.
Some brew is literally making like money off of my Facebook. Yeah, I don't have Facebook.
That's crazy.
I haven't like figured it out.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Via the Facebook algorithm.
Go to the village, get your money, dog.
Right? Yeah. So that's me. YouTube, TikTok, Instagram.
How do people maybe are watching and like, oh, I don't know, people get paid on TikTok or Instagram. How do you get paid on those platforms?
Okay, so TikTok, it's brand deals.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on what type of content you make. You can get all different types of brand deals. Mm-hmm. Let's say you are like a dance TikToker. Now, I mean, people look at TikTok and like, I used to also just like, I used to nyat TikTok.
I do. I'm not on TikTok. Hey, by the way,
who's using
TikTok? I'm not on TikTok. Whoever's acting like me, I'm not on TikTok. Yeah.
Bro, I don't sleep on TikTok.
For real?
I used to sleep on TikTok so much. I used to be like, yo, what kind of a man are you with a TikTok? You a man with a TikTok?
Yeah. And are you know, serious? Girls, and you know, girls be putting up things like, yo, I want a guy. I don't want a guy that's making TikTok videos dancing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I want a thug. I want, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, clearly, okay.
Yeah, so.
Give him the vision. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I used to sleep on TikTok so much.
Yeah.
Until I started getting TikTok money, I was like, this is not real. Right? So if you like a dance TikTok, you make dance videos.
Yeah.
I make all types of videos.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Any brand that's really trying to work,
yeah,
I'm easy, right?
Yeah.
They can all just come through. So I also make dance TikToks. Like I make, you know what I mean, Hobeta Kiki and stuff.
Mm. I can't do that part, but yeah.
Hobeta Kiki and stuff. Yeah. Guys, people are making money off of Hobeta Kiki.
Just dancing.
Bro, I'm serious, bro. Like, oh no. This one, I think it was December.
Mm-hmm.
December, we were getting like a whole lot of TikTok brand deals. And this was like song promos.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably watching this, you're not aware. You just think people are making TikTok videos on this song just for the sake of making TikTok videos on this song. I'm making TikTok videos because I got paid for the from the people that made this song.
Damn.
Or the manager of the person that made this song. Or the record label that signed to the person that's making this song. Like, yo, nah, make this song go viral. Here's a 20 tower. Go make a dance TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys look at these dance TikTokers or look down upon them. They're making bag.
Damn.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you can dance, like start your TikTok right now.
Kabza, you can dance. Why are you not on TikTok?
Kabza, what are you saying? Don't
make money. I'm telling you.
You like, you know what I mean? You can make, dog, like, you can make, it depends on how big the artist is, of course. You can make like 5,000 rand for one video to up to like 20,000 rand for one video.
Yeah.
Just off of dancing.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like just off of what? That's like 20,000 rand like a minute.
Mm.
Or 20,000.
Come on, Kabza.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, get to that paper.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, just like, so guys, I'm just telling you now, don't look down upon those dancing, TikToking niggas or hands, because they really be making back just
No, the hands don't get judged. It's the niggas that get judged.
Yeah.
So beautiful being a hand, eh? Like, a girl, you can do anything in life. You don't get judged. As a man, it's like, what? A man can't do this. It's like, even breathing is wrong for niggas these days. It's for real, bro. Like, so much things that men can't do in this world.
Yeah, so like...
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, for those male...
Yeah.
Dance...
TikTokers. I'm a thug. I can't be out here like that. Like, I leave it to you, niggas.
Away. Yeah. Guys, but there's just, like, dog, there's bag, bro. There's bag, you know
That's
what I mean?
What's up.
There's bag.
Okay, so that's different things that you're doing. Are you also in the sneaker thing? It's like
I'm just like a number one promoter.
Brand ambassador.
Yeah, brand ambassador, yeah.
That's what's up. Okay. So now you're on YouTube. Let's speak about
Hold on. Sorry to interrupt you. Shout out sneakerconsortsa.com.
Shout out.
Shop your sneakers in. Alright, you gonna put the link in the description, right?
Yeah. I got you. I'll put the link.
For sure. Sneakercontrolsa.com.
Now, tell me, on YouTube, is it a competitive space on YouTube?
Okay. I'm a competitive person.
You're a competitive person?
I'm an extremely competitive person.
Do you
person.
Think that you have competition on YouTube? Real. On this podcast, we keep it real.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You have competition?
Yeah.
Who's your competition?
For me, I don't look at the people that I've already surpassed.
Damn.
You know what I mean? I don't really... I just look and glance past.
MT officially has quit all narcotics, all substances. My man right now is sober as a judge.
Yeah, they must pull out a test. Yeah.
We're going to take the test and we're going to have the results for you guys. Should we do
it? Hey, hold on. You getting that shit right now? Yeah, this escalated quickly, man. Kabang, I said, show my blood test. We podcast ka LT, dude. He's on job. Send a boat to Dr. Mas. Or in Shooty podcast.
And then other than that, I just be looking at like my inspirations,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the DD Cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you know him.
Of course I know DD Cheese. I'm tapped in.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm tapped in.
Kwan.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys from abroad for real. Like,
so you say you have so these YouTubers in South Africa, they're not your competition.
I'm the president.
You're the president.
I'm the president.
Heban.
Number one citizen.
For real.
I'm telling you.
Damn.
Yeah.
So I did my homework on you. Let me focus on the hotness on what Ghost is doing out there.
You know
what I'm saying? A lot of people think you have competition. They bring up names out of people in the YouTube space that are your competition.
Yeah.
Is Sonabile not your competition?
Who's that?
Who's Zed?
Yeah.
He's a nigga that's moving in the YouTube space.
I don't know.
Is he not your competition?
I don't know.
You don't know him?
Enlighten me.
He's what?
Enlighten me.
I think he's a young nigga just like yourself.
Yeah.
He built a platform. He's streaming. He's doing well. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. But you don't know him.
Nah.
I'm glad to put on Ghost Ruby about his peers that he doesn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Shout out to you.
Don't say I'm not tapped in.
Shout out to you too. Yeah, man.
Okay. So.
I have like King Omar.
Okay.
I love just Daddy G.
Okay.
Yeah, you know those guys?
Yeah, I do. I'm tapped in, dog. Yeah. Like, for me, I respect the process of, like, if you're in YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, as a musician, for me, moving from music to YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get there and you're all arrogant and be like, yo, I'm that nigga.
Yeah.
You can't tell me nothing. I think it's important that you actually study the craft. You know, if I'm in YouTube, I need to see who else is in YouTube. So I can just, like, okay, this is what they're doing. Okay, I can respect that.
Yeah.
And I find a way how I can move in my own space.
Yeah.
But I do look at everybody. I'm tapped in. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so those are my bros. Just Daddy G, King Omar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Those are like my guys that are doing their thing.
Okay.
In like the space, you know. Mm-hmm. DOD the man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those Those are the brews that are really like killing.
Nah, that's what's up.
I'm tapped into them. You guys, if you don't have them, all of those names I mentioned, just tap in.
So shout out. You know what I'm saying? Just give it up for the youngins in that space.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then of course my Han. Mm-hmm. Ah, she's a superstar.
She's a superstar. You have a Han. I cover. Are you asking? No, I'm asking.
Tito, rhetorical question. Yeah? I think we're the biggest couple in the country. I'm not even trying to brag, but it's facts. You know what I mean?
You think you and your honey are the biggest couple in the country?
Yeah.
What makes you guys the biggest couple in the country?
She's got motion. She's mm-hmm. doing her thing. Mm-hmm. I got motion. I'm doing my thing. So, you know what I mean? Name another couple where both parties have motion and they're really just doing their thing.
I'm not going to put you up against other couples. And like, I'm not. And it's not a competition with couples. Now people are like, why is Tito bringing up my name against this? You know?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get there. Okay? Mm-hmm. You obviously dating Seema.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But you didn't doubt.
I never said that. I know who she is. You guys are the biggest couple, like you said.
In the country.
How did you meet your hun?
Crazy, actually. We actually met on social media, hey?
Okay.
I didn't know her. She was just like a hun that like had a crush.
On you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she didn't have motion at that time when you met her?
No, she did have motion. I just didn't know her.
You just didn't know. Yeah. Okay, cool.
There's a lot of people that like, let's say Tito.
Have motion. Oh, your
podcast has motion.
Yeah.
You still walk outside and some person doesn't know
you. I feel you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So she has motion. I just didn't have.
Okay.
But we literally met like on the live. People were just like, accept Seema. I was just live talking about like how, guys, I don't have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. If you guys have a girlfriend for me, let me know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, she requested. We went live, and the rest is history.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, after we went live, we met in real life. Uh-huh.
What was it about Seema that attracted you? Because I mean, you ghost at that time. What year is this?
This is what, 2022.
So you're super popping at that time.
I think I'm popping.
What made you say, okay, cool, this is a honey I can kick it with? Because at that time, you don't know if people are genuine.
Yeah.
At that time, you don't know if you can trust someone. It's very hard when you're in a limelight to actually like say, yo, I wanna like make this my girlfriend.
Yeah. At that time, I feel like what stood out for me is that like I've never just met a person like this.
Okay.
Like, I've never met a person that's, like, sold themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a hun, especially, you know, and, like, and then the vibes was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And, it was just, like, special, man.
You see this nigga blushing when he's talking about this
girl?
Like, I'm like, yo, should I pass him a tissue? Like, what's going on?
but that's how it is, man.
Mm.
Yeah, it was just, like, a whole new different experience that I've mm-hmm. never experienced in my life. And I was like, let's see where this goes.
So this was not like a business decision. Like, oh man, if she's popping, if me and her get together, this could be like something really good.
No.
Mm.
I think our first date was like on camera. No, mm-hmm. I mean, I was vlogging
mm-hmm.
to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Our second date was like not on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Our third date was not on camera.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me getting to know the person.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe our fourth date was probably on camera, you know.
Okay.
But yeah, I really like besides the online stuff,
mm-hmm.
like what's the person like, you know.
Okay, so you guys connected.
Yeah.
With me also doing my research, I saw that Ghost puts most of these relationships on camera. If he's dating a girl, it's not gonna be a situation where he's hiding the girl, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you don't know about it. It's on camera. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, the boy is moving, like, it comes with that. I'm sure when he dates a girl, it's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'd like you to be my girlfriend, and can you sign this paper? You're gonna be on my YouTube videos. I'm sure it comes with that. The Mac game comes with that, you know?
Okay, can I just correct you?
Yeah.
Not every person that I have spoken to or like been involved with has been on camera.
Okay.
Now, I mean, it's
so
a,
other
it's
girls
a conscious,
say no.
Yeah, it's a conscious decision whether this will be like, you know what I mean, would this be profitable? Would this
so
work?
How do you decide? Like, okay, Wena, I'll date you on camera. Wena,
no.
You'll only meet me at my crib.
Leave,
well, how do you know? But
leave
I want to know.
Things.
How do you decide?
Hey,
other girls never made it to camera. Damn, baby girl. Yeah. If you watching, baby girl, you never made it on camera.
Damn, these girls,
there's a girl watching like, damn, I never made it on camera.
Nah, but wait, can I just say, not everyone wants to make it on camera.
Okay.
Not everyone wants to be famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I should be out there.
So you do ask before?
I said leave those things.
I know, Ghost does ask.
Please, bro.
No, but...
Please, for my sake.
Okay.
Let's leave those things alone.
Okay.
Thank you, my brother.
All right. Baby girl, if you're watching and never made it on camera, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, some you win some, you lose some. You know what I'm saying?
What the...
No, because I like a lot of people must be asking themselves, like, okay, I've never been that type of guy to be
public relationships.
Like, I'm very private.
Why?
Yeah. It's not my point. It's not about me. It's about you.
Hey, mama, answer that question. Why wouldn't you get into a public relationship?
So, like, you're a pop. I don't... You know, it's just like my personality, the way I am. I never want people involved in my relationship so people can have opinions. I feel like sometimes if I put my relationship on display, it's like I'm giving people a chance or the right to have an opinion on my relationships. And I'm not saying the way I'm doing it is a correct way. I'm not saying that. I feel for me, it works for me this way.
It's subjective, yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like, and I've been with people actually who are also in the game, who are like, but I decide like, nah, like.
See, you've had a celebrity, huh?
Hands, not hand.
Oh.
But
okay.
Like,
all right, it's fine. Okay.
Yo, I've been doing this in this space. Ask about me.
Yeah.
I've been doing this. You know what I'm saying? Ask the niggas, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
Speak to cats, they'll tell you. You know what I'm saying? I've been putting work in here. But for me, it's just like, I don't want my relationship to ever be the focal point of what I do. It works for me, but I'm not expecting everybody else to be on that type of time. And as a human being, I believe, move how you want to move. I think it works dope for you. You know what I'm saying? But for me, personally, nah, maybe sometime I'll change. I don't know. But for now, I'm just moving like this.
Okay, so if you're dating Altira right now, tell him to post you, baby girl.
Oh, we're going to do that? Oh, we're going to do that?
And are you dating though? You dating?
Yo, man. Yo, why are we moving the... This is a Ghost Cube interview.
It's
like,
a conversation.
It's not the LTD. I'll come on your platform. You can ask me these questions.
It's a conversation.
I feel you. But like, we don't have to go that... Like, can we... People are here to watch...
Tito, are you dating?
Yo, Ghost, can we like... Can
Tito.
We stay on...
Wajola. Wajola, Giri.
Ghost.
Wajola, Giri.
Guys, what did I tell you about the 2Ks and discipline? Oh. This is a Ghost BB interview, eh? It's not an LTV interview.
Yeah, you know,
I'll
let him pass.
I'll come on your platform. You'll ask me all the questions. You know what I'm saying? We'll be good. So, obviously, with me also doing my research, how much of YouTube is your real life? Is that a true depiction of your life, what people see on YouTube?
No.
So what people see on YouTube is not a true depiction of your life?
No, it's a...
What is real?
It's a certain extent.
It's a
certain extent. Guys, please, whatever you guys see on YouTube that I post and that everyone posts, for real.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is just me being honest and open
with
you guys. It's a certain extent.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's not the full thing. It's not the full...
real life.
No, man.
Okay.
No, man. We show you what we want to show you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We show you what you'd like to see.
Okay.
You know
what
I
mean? So when you're buying people cars every week on your YouTube, that's not real? Because Ghost be buying people cars every week on the YouTube, eh?
Okay.
Yeah.
We show you what you want to see.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So obviously people would also want to know the cars that you drive.
Yeah.
Do you own those? Is that real?
What do you think, Tito?
I'm not sure. That's why I'm asking. I want to get answers. I know you are like a young man that's working hard. I respect what you do. I respect your grind.
Yeah.
But it's like maybe the second time we meet, so I could never judge or say whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know. And for me, doing my research, like I say, I respect people that come on the LTO podcast. And then when I do my research, I see the most things that I've spoken about as an individual. And that is like one of the things I've spoken about when it comes to you.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nah, all my cars are real. I got like 3 cars right now.
All your cars are real?
All my cars are real, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so which cars do you own?
Okay, I got an Audi R8.
That's what's up.
V10 Plus.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I got an M4 Competition.
Mm-hmm.
F82 for the car people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a C63S AMG.
Damn. Need 2K, my face. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Bless, man.
Come on. And
that's,
for real.
That's all thanks to all the supporters watching this. I thank you very much.
Damn. That's what's up, Ghost. Amen. I applaud that, bro. And then, obviously, that is like the real part.
Yeah.
What is not the real part?
Let's say I go for like a test drive.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see like if the people like this car.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's an experiment at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say I go test drive a Hellcat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Dodge, Challenger, Hellcat, mm-hmm. or whatever. Yeah, I'm just trying to see if the people like the car. I'm going to post a video saying I bought the car.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I mean, just to get all that at attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, it never fails me. It always works. Never fails. It always works. People going to come through. No, yeah. People going to come through.
No, I respect it, bro. Trust me.
They're going to really see, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, because people are just interested in those stuff.
Yeah.
When you do YouTube, it's important to know what your people like and what your people don't like. So when I say I bought a new car, people are interested. So, I bought a Hellcat.
Yeah.
People come through, see what's going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then by that, I used to determine, like, is this car worth buying? Will I be able to make more content on the car?
Mm-hmm.
And will people be still, you know what I mean, will people be interested
mm-hmm.
in the car and stuff? So,
do you know what intrigues me out of everyone? Everyone has a different way of looking at the situation.
Yeah.
Me is you understanding your audience.
Yeah, man.
You understanding YouTube, what attracts people.
Yeah, man. It's very important.
Okay.
Yeah.
But on the opposite side, there might be people saying, damn, Ghost is putting pressure on the youngins now because he's doing all of this and they think it's real and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say to people thinking that?
It's good pressure. I don't care. It's good pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I even saw a video recently of like a Casper Nieves.
Okay.
That's big homie. Firstly, I'd like to say that's big homie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hugely inspired, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he was just saying that, like, you know what I mean? Everything that you guys see on the internet is, like, fake. You guys shouldn't be, you know what I mean, feel bad about your 9-to-5s.
Mm-hmm.
Or you guys shouldn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, people have M4s and, like, installment yabahama and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just like to say that I'm on the internet and Kenali M4 and installment dangha.
Damn! Talk your shit.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like people should see what they see on the internet as inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way that, like, you know what I mean? They've got nothing to lose but everything to gain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they see this bruise on social media, you mustn't be having that mindset of like, installment, yamkhama, whatsoever.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's just like, this brew has this,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And it's chilling, and I'm inspired to have this.
Mm-hmm.
What does this brew do?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
How can I do what this brew does?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. How can I do what this brew does in my way?
Mm.
You know what I mean? To really, like, just take it to the top.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, everything that you see on the internet, guys, or whatever I post, or whatever anyone posts, really, I look at the net as, like, inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I'm a very competitive person. Yes, I look at the person and be like, yo, nah, this person is this better than me, but I'm inspired. Hence, I am where I am today.
Damn.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, I just, inspiration.
I like that, this outlook.
Yeah, man.
You can choose to say, ah, it's fake, man, this guy's whatever. Or you can say, okay, cool, let me get on my grind. If a young nigga's doing it like
you
that,
know what I mean?
let me get on my grind,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because, like, if you say, like, yo, nah, it's fake, I feel like you just complacent and you're lazy, and you don't think that you can ever get there. But the truth is, you actually can. You just have to put in the work in. You know what I mean, that's what's up.
I feel that we spoke about it a little bit, but we never actually like stuck on this thing. Maybe by the time we hit this episode, what numbers are you on subscribers right now on YouTube? Because I'm trying to see how, by the time we drop this episode, we're dropping this episode on the 12th.
Yeah.
Right? Which is 2 days before Valentine's. What numbers are you on now? I want to see, let's open up your YouTube. Let's see.
I'm peeping. I got my phone, yeah? Wow. All right. So right now we're on 975,000.
Damn.
25,000 away from 1 million.
And guys, this is not a light. We have to make noise for that. That is crazy. Yeah. How many?
Shout out for the plate. Shout out for the plate.
That's Pange.
Shout out.
He's the only nigga I know that's got a BBL.
Yeah.
No, for real.
For real?
Yeah.
All right, away.
So you are saluting a nigga that's got a BBL, that flicked.
But he's showing love, so shout out to him.
Man, he's not even judgmental. This kid is focused, man. I take everything I said back. You know what I'm saying? So we have to salute you on that, bro, because how many black people who are on YouTube have actually reached 1 million subscribers?
Yeah, man.
I don't think there's more than 20 or 10.
Yeah. Bro, I don't think people understand, hey, like, YouTube is not a joke.
Facts.
Guys, YouTube, you must actually put in work.
Facts.
To grow on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out El Tito.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? Yeah. Guys, YouTube is not a joke thing. YouTube is not Instagram. YouTube is not TikTok.
No.
You know what I mean? YouTube is the hardest platform to grow on. Literally.
And
do you know what I mean?
Me and you were speaking about it. I was like saying, it doesn't mean because you are successful doing something else that you're going to get on YouTube and you're going to be successful on YouTube.
Oh, no.
It doesn't work like that.
Because
someone thinks, oh, because I was a dope musician, because I was a good actor, because I could dance, I'm going to get on YouTube and my shit is going to be lit. It does not work like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Guys, YouTube has its own algorithm.
Yeah.
It's just cool.
I got you.
Pitori,
KZN.
Multiracial school. YouTube has its own algorithm, right? YouTube has its own finesse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to blow up on YouTube, you got to take it the YouTube way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing about YouTube. So, yeah, I think hitting 1 million subscribers will be crazy.
What are we doing for the celebration? What are you doing?
I don't know. Of course, it's going to be a Maza. Mm-hmm. So I host like a Kohlibi Maza.
Mm-hmm.
When I start promoting it and I have a date, you guys pull up to the Maza.
Yeah, you have to do a celebration, bro.
Celebration party.
You know, like, I feel like sometimes because we live in the moment, we don't just take time to actually embrace every... And this one is not a little one. It's like a very big thing.
Yeah.
We celebrate it, bro. Because it's like, to actually get to that point, that's insane.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So, this is going to be a 1 million subscriber Maza. You know what I mean? Like a whole 1 million celebration type of thing, event that I'm going to host. You guys pull up, man.
All right.
It's fine.
That's what's up. So, okay, Boki, you want to say something? Okay, so, that's my man, Boki. He's not on TikTok too. He doesn't dance. But he was saying, like...
he's sleeping on that TikTok bag.
He's sleeping on the TikTok bag. You know, Kabza can dance. He must get on TikTok. So I was saying, so the question was like, does Ghost plan on doing courses for people on YouTube? Because here's the thing about YouTube, guys. That's why I ask all these questions. It's like, if you get on YouTube, I had to literally figure things out by myself.
Yeah.
There's no one, you can't study YouTube. You know what I'm saying? But the best thing that you can do is go on YouTube, watch other people, learn different things on YouTube. Yeah. And I feel interviews are also important because when we have someone in the space that's done it, he's able to give us knowledge on certain things. And there are a few tricks that will teach you how to get monetized. There's a few tricks that you'll learn how you'll get more views. I'll teach you a simple thing. My first podcast that I ever dropped, I didn't have a thumbnail, okay? For people who are watching and don't know what a thumbnail, it's not this, okay? A thumbnail,
Can
I tell you something? Pange would tell you, we had like a very popular musician in SA, right? I was doing a podcast with them and I said, yo, let's take a picture for the thumbnail. This person literally didn't know what a thumbnail is.
Mm.
Like, we can't assume that people know what everything is.
Okay.
A thumbnail is the picture you take. That's going to be the cover
of the video.
Of the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, on my first podcast, I don't have a thumbnail. It's like a picture that's just taken in a podcast. But for me, I had to learn, if you have a proper thumbnail, it helps on the engagement of the video.
100%. It helps on the performance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, now with the question here at hand, to you, since you've reached a million, we're counting it already. You've reached a million.
Thank you, my God.
No, we're counting it. This is the first place where we're celebrating Ghost
Amen. Million.
Yes, sir.
I receive.
Yes, sir. Are you planning on doing courses for kids to know how to maneuver this YouTube space?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm working on it. Okay. I just don't like to speak about it because you know how they say that before you reach a goal and you like talk about it, you get the dopamine of like, I've received it.
Yeah.
And then like you don't actually do it.
Do it.
You know what I mean? So I don't like talking about it, but I'm going to teach you guys how to get YouTube and how to get money off social media soon. You know what I mean? So yeah.
My mother also.
Let's leave it right there.
I feel you. My mother also told me whenever, like, I get good news,
yeah, man,
or a contract or whatever, never announce it.
Yes,
until
man.
The ink is it's dry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Up until it's done, yeah. Even right now, like, Tito, you know, you're going to be the one exposing that, like, I have a C63, but, like, I don't tell people. I'm trying to, like, finish with it. Up until I like announce it to the people, cause like, ish man, it's weird.
Yeah, not everyone on YouTube or TV or social media wishes you good luck. Not about
Louis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's weird. Just gotta finish with the thing.
Yeah.
And then let the people know about the thing. So.
Nah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel you. I think that's also maybe a lesson we should pass on to the other people, guys. Unless something the ink is dry. Let's learn. I know the excitement gets to you, but let's learn to keep it on a hush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ghost, let's talk about certain criticisms. And I like the way you deal with certain things I saw on the internet. I'm like, this kid is smart. Okay? Mm-hmm. You were caught wearing a t-shirt of a brand. Okay? We're not going to mention the brand here because they ain't paying us no money and I'm a businessman. If you ain't breaking me off, forget about it. So, this t-shirt was out. And it was spelled wrong. But yo, Ghost is wearing a fake t-shirt. But then that's your response. I was like, man, this kid is smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
So.
Yeah. Oh, you want to get in before I. Okay. No, get in.
This car.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the actual story about the t-shirt that people don't know.
Yeah.
Is that like, I was at a friend's house and I was making a video and my t-shirt got messed up, the one I was wearing.
Yeah.
So I just went to the laundry. Just grabbed the random t-shirt, put it on. Turns out that t-shirt was saying the wrong spelling. Do you know what I mean? So
throw your man under the bus. So it was
No. I'm not gonna mention.
Okay, yeah,
I'm not gonna mention who.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But let's say the t-shirt was saying Armani.
Yeah.
This t-shirt is saying.
No, since you've said the brand, just go to the real brand.
All right. Let's say the t-shirt is like. Jill Sander.
Yeah.
Let's say the t-shirt
and you
says
just put it
Jill
on.
sender. You understand?
Yeah.
So I brought out a t-shirt from my brood.
Yeah.
I didn't even look what it was saying for real.
Yeah.
I put it on.
Yeah.
And then people just pick it up.
Mm.
Guys, people just pick up things on the internet, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You mustn't think you're safe on the internet. All those people wearing fake design on the internet, please don't think you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
People cough.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So people just picked it up and then, I was like,
it went super viral.
Yeah, why is this getting so much attention from me? I was like, yo, okay, you guys know I got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I ain't broke or whatever, right? Yeah. So, but this is getting so much attention, Adam, I use it to my advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to make content around it. Because I know you guys going to run it up regardless.
Facts.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I even saw a video of someone making a video about it saying that, like, yo, nah, you guys know this boy got it. Like, why is this such a big thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? He's wearing this t-shirt, but he's going to hop in the ride, step in the crib.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, why is this such a big thing? But I guess people care about those things. So what you should do is, like, let's say as a social media creator, this is what I'm also going to be teaching.
Okay.
Like, use that to your advantage.
So anything negative that happens, use it as content.
Anything negative that gets attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because attention is currency.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Attention is the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that, like, gets attention, use it to your advantage, man.
Damn. Okay. I feel that.
Yeah.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
So any negative thing?
Thing that gets attention.
Nah, I feel you.
Man. You got nothing to lose and everything again.
What I tell you?
Yeah.
Kabelo, the negativity, at least maybe you listen with Ghost is telling you. So you being in the space now, Ghost, you're about to hit them. What is it to look forward to now? Where do you want to take your brand?
Yo.
Where does Ghost want to end up? Do you only want to be on YouTube? Do you want to expand your brand? Where do you want to take it from?
Good question, man.
Mm.
I don't know. At this point, I'm just like trying to grow.
Mm.
I mean, if you can hit 1 million subscribers, you can definitely hit 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you can hit 3. You're just going to have to like grow the subscribers, but also just like grow as a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like learn how to interpret stuff better and like how to what's the word?
You wanna monetize everything to
monetize,
the top.
Monetize is another one. Yeah, learn how to monetize better. And the word I was looking for was execute.
I just want you, bro, to keep on being a source of inspiration to the youngins and to people like me that's come in the game. I'm fairly new in the YouTube space.
Yeah, you're doing well, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Talking about that, even this week I peeped, when I was checking through your thing, I was like, how? Ghost Luby used to be a rapper. Like, there's songs, guys, of Ghost Luby. Ghost Luby dissing rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he's got songs,
man.
Dissing Lucas Raps. He's got songs dissing. Who am I forgetting? Come on, tell me, bro. Who else is he dissing? if you're on the internet after you watch this episode, go search Ghost Luby.
Diss tracks. Yeah.
He's dissing Lucas Raps. He's dissing the guy, Sonabile, that he doesn't know. On this podcast,
I diss Blackie.
Why do you diss Blackie?
To be honest, he was the hardest at that time.
I didn't find out Ghost Lubik is low-key a hater.
No. Blackie and Lucas Schraps. Okay, so this is a story when I dropped the diss track, right?
Yeah.
Blackie and Lucas Schraps had a big-time slap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that song literally brought hip-hop alive, like, type of thing. At that time.
I think you need to relax with that comment.
At that time. At that time, hey, Motalagayo, and I live on. Hey, Motalagayo, problematic.
No, it's not about me. But that's a big statement, bro.
Okay, no. It's facts.
So, yeah, but no, the joint was hot. But that's a big statement.
It was the hardest. Say it was the hardest.
Big Time Slapper was the hottest?
At that time?
What year was that again?
I don't know, like 2021.
It was during COVID, 2021? I remember.
Yeah, 2021.
Dog, first of all, I just wanted to be known. That's a hot record. I don't want to take nothing back.
But it was the hottest at that time, Tito.
For you to saying it brought hip-hop back to whatever, I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, carry on with your statement. Okay. And it doesn't mean we have contrasting opinions.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Big Time Slapper was like the hottest song at the time.
Yeah.
I was bored in my room and I was like, what can I do to shake the internet?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And there was this song that was the hottest at that time. I was like, okay, I'm going to drop a diss track. Big Time Slapper. Right? So I was like, okay, cool. I wrote some. This is fire. I like it. I had a record, like a person that has a stool. You know what I mean? I hit the stool, recorded, and like dropped. Do you know what I mean? I have nothing against these guys, right? But I just knew the attention I'd garner because of this. Mm. And it's the hottest song at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And how everyone would just like, you know what I mean, be mad. It's like rage bait at the
time.
So
did it work?
Right? 100%.
Okay.
100%. I gained a whole new audience because of that. It's called trend jacking.
Okay.
In like YouTube terms, right?
Yeah.
So it's basically just to like take a nigga audience. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, so just took Blackie's audience, took Lucas Rapp's audience, brought them to me, and they were out here in my comment section hating. Yeah. But like, I just knew that, like, you know what I mean?
And then when you bump into Lucas Rapp's or Blackie, what happens?
Okay, so I recently bumped into Blackie.
Yeah.
Good news first.
Yeah.
And Blackie like dabbed me up. Like Blackie's such a cool bro.
For real.
Do you understand? Yeah. But it's time after that thing happened. Wait, Blackie first leaked my number. So
yeah.
He leaked my number and that was bad for that number. So I had to get a new number, go to the banks, you know what I mean? That admin. But I bumped into Lucas Schraps like last year in December at a club. And it was just like, it was still weird. You know what I mean?
I want to put it out there. I don't think, because now we are teaching them things. I don't want them to think that's the way of them blowing up.
Yeah.
It worked for you. You're a better man and you know better now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we don't advise that route.
Okay. I'd like to say,
okay,
shout out to Blackie and shout out to Lucas Schraps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I listen to you guys. I bump you guys' music. You guys are fire.
You still bump hip hop? It seemed like you sold us out. Like
100%.
Okay.
Oh, 100%. I'll be jamming Smama.
Yeah, because all the people now, they've moved to piano. They're like, they're not hip-hop.
No. SA hip-hop is the best genre.
Yo, right. Are you sure you want to say that?
100%.
Are you saying SA hip-hop is the best genre we have in the country?
Yes. It's subjective. Okay. Personally.
Yeah, you have the right to feel
personally,
how you feel.
Personally, I'll be like jamming SA hip-hop.
Shout out. Shout out to SA Hip Hop. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. Shout out to Ghost Luby for coming on the podcast. Make some noise for him one time.